In this video, I'll be demonstrating how to use GIMP to make this image that you see here. I'll be working with this photograph and this photograph, and then our end result will be this picture. So let me close this, and we'll start by opening up our two photographs. So go over to the File menu and select Open as Layers, and then select the two pictures. And the pictures are too large for my work area, so I'm going to go to View, Zoom, and Fit Image in Window. And now I can see the whole photograph. And for both of these photos, we want to add an alpha channel so that we can make part of it transparent. So right-click on the photo, and then go down here and select Add Alpha Channel, and do that with both photos. And we can turn off this bottom one for now, and then select the top one. And now we want to remove this blue sky that's in the background here. So click on the Select by Color tool, and then click in the blue background. And this tool allows me to select the color that I click on, plus similar colors. But I can see over in this area that it didn't select all of it. So I can make it select more by changing the threshold here. So I'm just going to bump up the threshold some, and I'll click here to try it again. And it selected more, but I still have a little bit here that's not selected. So I'm going to raise the threshold a little more, try it again. And that looks good. It looks like I've got all the blue selected now. But I have a little bit extra here that's also selected that I don't want to erase. So I'm going to use the Erase tool and select a hard brush. And I'm going to set the size to about 400. And then I'll erase around the edge here. But this spot over here in the mountain that's selected too, I need to make sure that I stay away from it, or else it'll get erased also. And now I can remove this selection by going to the Select menu and select None. And then next, I want to fill in this little area right here with some mountain, because I don't want this void that comes down here. So I can do that by selecting the Clone tool, and I'm going to clone part of this image that's on the left side here over to the right. So I'll position my cursor to about right here, and then I press the Control key, and while holding the Control key, I press the mouse button, and then I can release them both. And that'll set my source point. And for this clone operation that I'm doing, I want to change the brush also. I want to change it to a softer brush, and I'll be using a brush with hardness of 050. Then I just come over here to the right side where I'll be adding to, position my cursor, and then press the mouse button, and I can start drawing. And then this will clone the area that I selected on the left over to the right side here. And that looks good. And that looks like it blended in well. And then next I want to move this whole image down some so that I can expose more of the sky. So click on the Move tool, and then just drag this down. And that looks good. And now I can turn on this other layer and select it. And I want to move this layer to the top. So I can click this green up arrow, and I'm going to be moving and then erasing part of this photograph. So to help me with the move part of it, I'm going to change the opacity down to something around 60 to 70, and that way I can see the image underneath as I'm moving this. So make sure you have the move tool selected, and then I'm going to move this down. And I think I'll position it about right there. And now I can turn the opacity back up to 100. And then select the Erase tool. And then start erasing. And I want to erase to about here. because I want to leave some of this background and I want this to look like it's a pool of water. And this is looking pretty good. And now we can merge these two images together. And you do that by going to the top image, right click, and then select Merge Down. And next we're going to add the background, which is going to be a black sky full of stars. So we can turn this layer off for now, and then press this button right here to create a new layer. And this width and height are the size of our photograph, so we want to leave it to this size. And then we can set the layer fill type to foreground color, since our foreground color right here is set to black. And then press OK. And now we need to add some stars. And there's a couple of steps involved in this process. So we'll start by going to the Filters menu, select Noise, and HSV Noise. And then come down to the Value slider and slide that all the way to the right. And press OK. And this adds noise, which looks like faint stars. So then we want to brighten up some of these stars. So go up to the Filters menu, select Light and Shadow, and Sparkle. And you can just keep all of the default values, and then press OK. And now we have a combination of tiny stars and then bigger ones. But some of the bigger ones have this sparkle or these spokes coming out of it. And we want to reduce that some, and we also want to add a little variation to these stars. So create a new layer by clicking this button. And you can leave it on foreground color and press OK. And then go to the Filters menu and select Render, Clouds, and Difference Clouds. Keep the default values and press OK. And then change the layer mode from Normal to Burn. And now you can see that we have gotten rid of most of the sparkling effect. And we also have different size stars. And we have a little variation, like this area right here doesn't have as many stars in it as this area right here. So you can combine these two top layers right now. Just right-click on the top layer and select Merge Down. And then next we're going to add just a little bit of color to this. So create a new layer again by pressing this button. Then press OK. And then go up to Filters, Render, Clouds, Plasma. Keep the default values and press OK. And then change the layer mode for this to Dodge. And now you can see that we've added just some subtle colors. There's a little bit of red around in this area, and some green around here, and a little bit of blue over here. So this looks good. So let's merge these top two layers. So right-click, and select Merge Down. And most of this star background is going to be covered up, but the part that's going to be exposed is the top section of it. And I like the bottom portion of this a little bit better. So I'm going to flip this image so that the bottom part is now on the top. And I can do that by selecting the Flip tool, and then make sure that this is set to vertical, and then just click on the image. And that looks good. So now I can move this starry background to the bottom, and I can do that by clicking on this green down arrow, and then I can turn on my top layer. And now let's add some planets. So create a new layer by clicking on this button. and this time set the size to 1,000 pixels by 1,000 pixels. And we can move this layer to the top, and then select a red color, and then click on the bucket fill tool, and then click in this area. And then next, click on the foreground color here and change it to a brown color, and select the paintbrush tool. And then click on this button here to select a new brush, and we're going to choose the acrylic 2 brush. And then I'll just use this brush to paint over this red background. And now we're going to change this into a sphere. So go up to the Filters menu and select Map and Map Object. And we need to change some of the default settings here. So you can start by unclicking Show Wireframe, and then you can click on Update Preview Live. And then under General Options for Map 2, select Sphere, and then click on the Transparent Background, and then go to the Light tab, and change the light source from Point Light to Directional Light. And then go to the Material tab, and we want to get rid of this shine right here. So change Specular to 0. And then also come up here to Ambient and change that to 0. And that'll give us a little bit better contrast between the light and the dark. And then go to the Orientation tab. And we want to make this a little bit larger, so you can raise the z-axis, and we can set this to 0.9. And then press OK. And then next we want to lighten up the left side of this planet to make it look like a sun is shining on it. So we need to first go over to the layer, right-click, and select Alpha to Selection. And that'll select just our planet area. Then select the Blend tool, and change the gradient type to FG to Transparent, which is Foreground to Transparent. And then click this little button right here, and that just swaps the foreground and transparent sides, so that the transparent is here on the left and the foreground color is on the right. And then we need to set our foreground color to white, so you can click this little double arrow right here and it'll swap foreground and background colors. And then we need to change the shape of our gradient from linear to radial. And now if we were to apply this gradient by pressing the mouse button and then dragging and then releasing the mouse button, we would get a smooth gradient from transparent to white. But this is not what we want. But we want this to be transparent until it gets almost all the way out to the edge and then start turning to white. So I can do that by changing the offset value here. So let me first click Control Z to undo this, and then change the offset to about 85. And then position the cursor at the center of the planet, and then go down just a little bit, and then to the right just a little bit, and then press and hold the mouse button and drag to the upper left side until you're just outside of the planet, and then release the mouse button. And you can see I've added a little white area to the left side here. And if you don't get it right the first time, you can just press Control Z to undo what you did and then redo it. So now I can remove the selection by going to the Select menu and select None. And then I can position this planet by selecting the Move tool, and then I'll move this over here. And then I want this to be behind this rocky area, so I need to move the layer down, and I can do that by using this down green arrow. So now let's add another planet. So create a new layer by clicking this button. Make this one 500 by 500 pixels. Then go up to the Filters menu. Select Render, Clouds, Plasma, and click OK. And then go up to the Filters menu, and we're going to use the map object that we just used to make a sphere. And since we just used it, we can find it under Recently Used. So click on that, and then just select Map Object. And we can use all of the settings that we used previously since they'll still be set. So all we need to do is press OK. And then like before, we're going to add a little bit of white to the left side of this. So right click on the layer, select Alpha to Selection so we can select the planet. Then select the Gradient tool. Make sure that the foreground color is still set to white. And as before, find the middle of this planet and go down and to the right a little bit, and then hold the mouse button and drag up until you're just outside of the planet. And then we can turn off the selection by going to the Select menu and select None. And we can leave this planet right here. And then we're going to create one more smaller planet. So create a new layer again using this button. This time set it to a size of 250 by 250 pixels. And then we're going to fill this color in with black. So select the Bucket Fill tool. And then for the foreground color, click on it and select black. And then click in this white area. And then next, change the foreground color to an orange color. And then select the Brush tool. And then you can go over here and just click a few times. And then go up to the Filters menu. And since the map object is the very last filter that we applied, you can find it right here and just click on Repeat Map Object. And then we'll add the white to the left side of this. So right click on the layer here, select Alpha to Selection, and then click on the Blend tool. And then we need to change the foreground color to white. And then we'll find the center of the planet and go down and to the right a little bit. And then we'll drag our gradient until we're just outside the planet. And then we can turn off the selection by clicking on Select and then None. And then we can position this planet by using the Move tool. And we'll put it about right there. And that finishes our planets. And now you might notice that we have a lot of contrast in this star background and also these planets, but we don't have as much contrast in our photograph here. So we can change that by selecting the layer that has the photograph, and then go up to the Colors menu and select Brightness Contrast. And then pull the contrast up. And I'm going to set it to about 30. And then I'm also going to decrease the brightness. And so I'll pull that down to about minus 50. And that looks good. And then press OK. And now the only thing left is to add a few bright stars to the background here. So let's first merge all of these layers together And we can do that by going to the Image menu and then select Flatten Image. And now go to the Filters menu, select Light and Shadow, and Supernova. And then change the radius from 20 to 7. And then come up here and press and hold the mouse button and position that to about right here, and then release the mouse button, and then click OK. And then you can see our star that we added right here. So let's do this again. Click on Filters. And since this was the last filter that we used, we can click on Reshow Supernova. This time, set the radius to 5. And position this one about here. Click OK. And we're going to do this one more time. So go to Filters, Reshow Supernova. Change the radius to 3. And then position this one about here. And press OK. And that completes our image. Well, we covered a lot of things on this video, and I hope that it was helpful. Well, thanks for watching, and please subscribe and leave a comment.